Now, when interest rates drop, there's usually a mad rush to refinance. Right now, mortgage rates are low, but millions of people are not taking the opportunity to switch to a lower-cost loan. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting explains why.
The rule of thumb is, if you can save 1% or more, then it probably makes sense to refinance. But economists say millions of borrowers with 30-year mortgages at 6% simply aren't doing it.
With the fees involved, I don't think it's worth it unless it drops down under 4% or so.
Andy Baker is a mechanical engineer in Portland. He says there's also a more subtle reason he doesn't refinance.
A few years ago, I was looking at, you know, my house is making more than I am. Maybe I'm in the wrong business here, but now it's been going down.
He feels all the wheeling and dealing simply might not be worth it. Jay Brinkman, the chief economist of the Mortgage Bankers Association, thinks some borrowers are suffering from burnout. But he says there's another reason why people aren't refinancing.
Credit has definitely tightened, and it has definitely tightened for people who got their original mortgages under somewhat looser conditions.
This week, the Obama administration extended a program to make refinancing easier. It started last April with the promise of helping millions, but so far, fewer than 200,000 people have taken advantage. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.